USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 10 Democratic presidential candidates stated their cases to begin the second round of debates in Detroit. They all spoke of President Trump. Senator Kamala Harris.
I am prepared to march with you, to fight with you for the best of who we are and to successfully prosecute the case of 4 more years as Donald Trump.
Joe Biden pointed out the diversity of the candidates, saying, "This is America, and we are great because of this diversity."
So, Mr. President, let's get something straight. We love it. We are not leaving it. We are here to stay, and we're certainly not going to leave it to you.
Senator Cory Booker presented a need for Democratic unity.
This pitting against progressives, against moderates, saying one is unrealistic and the other doesn't care enough, that to me is dividing our party and demoralizing us in face of the real enemy here.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for AMP Fest 19. AMP Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AMP Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AMP Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AMP Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
U.S. officials believe Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza, has been killed in an operation carried out by U.S. forces. Hamza was being groomed to take over as leader of al-Qaeda. The current leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is still yet to be captured. The Trump administration says it will create a pathway to allow Americans to legally import lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. Health Secretary Alex Azar made the announcement.
We want to see proposals from states, wholesalers, and pharmacies that can help accomplish our shared goal of safe prescription drugs at lower prices.
How soon this would happen isn't clear. The industry has long battled the idea, arguing patients could wind up with counterfeit drugs or substandard medicine. But patients have been complaining loudly about prices that are so high they sometimes have to ration their own doses to get by. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The worst ever dengue fever outbreak has hit Bangladesh. Hospitals are flooded with patients, putting a heavy strain on the overwhelmed medical system. Dengue fever is a mosquito-borne viral infection. It has spread across the country, with 61 out of 64 districts reporting cases. Dengue is found in tropical areas around the world and is spread by a type of mosquito that mainly lives in urban areas. The virus causes severe flu-like symptoms, and while there's no specific treatment for the illness, medical care to maintain someone's fluid levels are critical. A controversial comedian is singing praises about the FBI. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
I am not anti-government at all after this experience.
Kathy Griffin says the FBI saved her life when she ended up on a kill list compiled by bomber Cesar Sayoc, who was accused of mailing explosive devices to Democrats and other critics of President Trump in 2018. She told Jimmy Kimmel on the Tuesday night edition of his program,
I think the FBI saved my life. And they said during the interrogation of Cesar Sayoc, the MAGA bomber, they found that he admitted he had shared the kill list, which I'm on, with like-minded people. So it's an ongoing thing.
Griffin had apparently drawn the ire of the would-be bomber because of a photo of her holding up a mock-up of Trump's decapitated head. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.